Pride Month is a month of celebration and support. However, it's also people's lives. Be patient with people. Sometimes we don't even know what's going on with them. Sometimes just starting the conversation in general is really helpful. This is Rhea, and this is Just the Who of Us, where we talk about a range of topics, including life events, current events, spirituality, entertainment, family relationships, as well as answering listener questions and more.
As we celebrate Pride Month, Tati and I will be talking today about how you can be a support person and or ally, as well as resources for support people and allies, as allies are an important part of Pride Month, as not everyone fits into the LGBTQ plus categories. However, it is still just important to have allies for support, recognition, inclusion, and things that people who aren't in the community can do to nationally, globally, locally support those who are in the community and just bring positivity to situations rather than harm or negativity. I appreciate everyone who listens to and supports this podcast, as without you, there would be no us. So thank you. And I look forward to your continued support and involvement.
Today, Tatiana, myself, and Ty here, we wanted to bring you guys a short episode on mental health. So as we are celebrating, most importantly, Juneteenth, Pride Month, and Father's Day. For some people, it's a really happy time. And for some people, it is not the happiest of time due to issues with family or death or things like that. I know these last couple of weeks have been weird for me for a couple of reasons, mostly related to passing and things like that. But so I wanted to share a few tips for those of you who are watching who may have friends or family members struggling with their mental health during this time or any time, really. This is via U.S. News Health, which I'll put the link to in the description. But the first one is to start a conversation. Sometimes we don't really know kind of where to start when it comes to having conversations with people that may be difficult or sad or provoke emotions. I know less commonly in kind of teenagers and kids, maybe not so much kids, because kids talk about stuff. They don't have a filter most of the time. If they see somebody looking or feeling a type of way, they're going to be like, hey, what's wrong with you? You know, but a lot of times with teenagers, it's a difficult conversation to have. If you see somebody who's struggling with something, you're kind of on the fence, right? Like, should I say something because I don't want to upset them, or I don't really know what to say? It can be kind of difficult. Or if you're not really close, maybe it's a coworker or something like that, you know, and you see them and you're kind of like, they look like they're going through it. You may or may not say something because you don't know what to say. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to provoke emotion, especially if you're at work, you're not home, you know, something like that, school or something even. Sometimes just saying, hey, how are you? Or, hey, I'm here if you need me. Is there anything you want to talk about? That kind of stuff. Sometimes just starting the conversation in general is really helpful, because then they know, for one, somebody cares. And then they know, two, oh, I actually do have somebody I can go to. Number two, listen. Once you start the conversation, make sure that you're paying attention. Don't be like me and let your ADHD brain distract you and start looking at something else. Make sure that if you start the conversation that you're actually listening to what they're talking to you about. Because if not, obviously they may, you know, realize you lose interest and then They don't want to be a part of the conversation, or they're like, okay, you don't actually care. You just said something. Number three, validate. Validate their feelings. Validating, you know, isn't you saying, oh yeah, you're right, you're wrong, I agree, I don't agree, you know, whatever. It's just saying that, hey, your feelings are valid. If you know, like again, if you don't know what to say, just, hey, I'm here for you. But sometimes people just need to know that they have the right to have feelings.
Yeah.
I know there's a conversation I had with somebody yesterday where, you know, I did the thing I do and I was trying to just keep my stuff inside to myself. And this person was like, hey, let's go talk. I didn't really want to because I didn't want to, like, I guess, like, put my issues on somebody else. And we do that sometimes. Like, oh, I don't want to bother this person with my problems. But this person wouldn't let me leave the room until I talked to them. So it turned out being, you know, I needed it. But really, they didn't give me a solution. They just validated my feelings. They were like, hey, you know, like, you have a lot going on. And, you know, something happened that is difficult emotionally. And like, you have the right to have feelings about that. And sometimes we just need to hear that. Like, you know, I feel like inside I knew those things, but for somebody to point it out and tell me, it was like, oh, you know, I get it. I have the right to have feelings. Give support. You can offer support. Again, just not even trying to give advice. You might not even have advice to give. You haven't been through this before, but just saying, like, hey, what can I do for you? What can I do to make you feel valid? What can I do to make you feel and realize, hey, like, you're allowed to have feelings? What can I do? I'm here. What can I do? And then maybe they don't know what you can do. But at that point, if they're like, I don't know, or there's nothing you can do, or whatnot, try to help them come up with solutions. So, you know, and don't be like forceful about it. If somebody's really like, no, leave me alone, then leave them alone. But most of the time, people just, we need somebody to talk to who might not even know it. Offering support in a way that's like coming up with a solution. You know, verbal support is important, but you know, like I said, they might not even know what you can do.
Yeah.
But just coming up with a solution to be like, what can I do? Okay, well, maybe we could do this. Maybe when this situation arises, you could do blah blah blah. Call me if you get into that mood, or you know, to have somebody to talk to in the moment or something like that. To give a solution. And then again, if they want you to back off and let them be, but at least try to help. And sometimes just being there is helpful. Just listening. Avoid labeling. Don't call them names, obviously. And don't try to diagnose them because, well, unless you're a doctor, but you know, be patient with people. Sometimes we don't even know what's going on with us. Sometimes we need to talk it out. Sometimes maybe it doesn't need a solution. Sometimes maybe we just need to get the emotion out. So be patient with the person. Don't crowd them again. Like I said, if they don't want the help and they're pushing you away, leave them be. Strategize to find support. Also, if you can't help the person, maybe there's someone else who can. There's somebody I know who they needed therapy for a long time. And this is not me as a friend saying, hey, you need therapy. This is me putting on my mental health and psychology hats and saying, oh no, this person needs emotional assistance, psychological assistance. But I'd never go to them and be like, you need help. You know, like, be mindful of what you say to the person. Don't say something that's going to make them feel worse. If a person does need like professional help, you know, there's ways of suggesting it. Hey, I had blah 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 issue going on, and I went to this person. I went to therapy. I went, you know, this is what I did, and it was really helpful. Would you like me to send you the information?
Yeah.
Sometimes just giving people information, they don't know where to find it. And you can always say, oh, I can go on the internet and find anything, right? But like, I don't know these people on the internet. And a lot of people, just like this person, was like, I don't know a specific person to go to. So sometimes, you know, and you can do that in a way that you're not judging them or offending them. You know, find support for yourself, because sometimes we try to help people and we need help ourselves. Don't ever try to diagnose people. Don't ever try to, you know, be the therapist if you're not the professional. But make sure too that you kind of have yourself together in a sense of how you're presenting the information and how you're approaching the person and stuff like that before you try to send them somewhere. Know that mental health issues are treatable and supportable. Know that you and the person, if you're the person, know that you can get help. If you don't know where to get help, you can contact us and we will send you some reputable sources and information. Not just during this time, because I know, you know, Pride Month is a month of celebration and support. However, it's also people's lives, right? Like, these are people's lives that we are celebrating this month in multiple ways. Father's Day, Juneteenth, Pride Month. But then people go on living their lives 11 more months out of the year. You know, so it's be a supporter, be an ally, be helpful, but do that all year round. You know, like there's things you can do that you don't even have to be a part of anything per se. It's just the way we treat people. Like June isn't the only month that we can be nice to people and we can show our support to people. And it's important that we do that. It's important that, just like other things, and we don't have to do everything, we don't have to support everything. And that's okay if you aren't someone who year round goes to rallies and goes to festivals and all the things, you know, post on social media and things like that to show your support. It's okay if you have a different thing. You know, there's people are about saving the animals, people are about saving the earth. There's, you know, different things. Not everybody goes hard for Pride Month because it's not their thing. That doesn't mean they're a jerk to people year round just because they don't go hard during Pride Month. But you know, that's a kind of an important thing too. Like, just because somebody doesn't have a rainbow flag on their door during June, it's okay. Like, as long as you're not a jerk to people who are part of the community, it's okay. People have different things, you know, show your support, be an ally where you can, just don't be hateful. And don't judge people for their differences that are not the same as yours. That's important. You have anything to add?
No.
With all your wisdom? No, you're just here to be cute and say, yeah. Well, I just, like I said, I wanted to just make a short little something for this week because I've had some stuff going on. It's been super busy. Business is growing. We're buying a house. There's just a lot. So I don't have a 30, 45-minute episode for this week. But I kind of feel like this is more important, you know, just to kind of give some tips for people who are struggling with mental health. And I also want to give some tips on how to be an ally because. And this is from HRC.org. Not everybody fits into the LGBTQ plus community. So if you're a straight person and you don't fit in, it's fine. You can still support people. You can still be an ally. So an ally is someone who, you know, you may not be a part of that community or that organization or that cause, but you support it and you support the people in it. So HRC.org has a page on being an ally. It just kind of tells you what an ally is. It tells you what you can do. It explains to you what LGBTQ plus is, what it stands for, what it represents, and things. And it also points out that you can have more than one component to your identity. Like your identity, you're a female, you're a teenager, you are an American, you know, those are part of your identity. So it's not just, oh, I'm Tatiana, and that's, you know, we all have layers, and it's our identities are complex. It also breaks down what the letters stand for, some important definitions, a bit of history. There's a lot of information on here. Understanding identity, how to support someone when they come out to you. When someone says, hey, I'm gay, I'm bi, I'm this, you know, any aspect, how it gives you examples of how to respond, which is important because, as we know, the facial expression or the first response somebody gives to you is kind of what sticks. So you don't want to be that person who is responding in a way like, oh, or what? Or even like brushing it off like it's not important. If someone is coming to you and telling you something about themselves and their identity, it's important to listen to it, even if you can't relate. There's also questions you can ask. You can ask questions if you don't know, and you can do it in a respectful way. Hey, I don't really know much about this. I don't relate to this. Could you explain it to me? Dealing with feelings, ways to show support. So this is important for allies. When it comes to socializing, working with, and things like that, you can be an ally and a supporter. Some people, I've had people tell me, well, you know, this is how I feel, but I don't want anybody to know because my friends, not my family, people wouldn't understand. And it's typically older people who, you know, family members are set in their ways. They don't understand, so they judge and things like that. Create opportunities to bring people together. If somebody's coming out to you, create a friendly, a safe, healthy environment for them. You know, if you have judgmental people, don't bring them around. There are certain situations you can't get out of at work and, you know, where, or even socializing with friends and family where you can't necessarily leave or take yourself out of. I would. I'm not going to have myself around people who are judgmental. So if somebody has a problem with me or you or whatever, cool. You don't have to be around me. But it's not that easy for everybody. Sometimes culturally, it's a, you know, especially other countries, it's a big thing. Not understanding and not participating. I've had somebody reach out to me from another country before and say, hey, you know, I just wanted to see if I can get some advice because I am a woman who's attracted to women, but I live in this country. No one here would accept it. I'm scared. You know, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to feel. I don't know what to do. I don't want to, I can't be myself. How do I tell my family? And all these questions, you know. And so some people, it's not easy to just step out of the situation, but that's important. That's why it's important to have allies and supporters for people that you can talk to who can help you or recommend a professional resource. One question, will people think I'm LGBTQ plus if I support? And my personal answer, I'd like to be who cares if they do, but again, I understand that culturally and, you know, whatever, some people, it's not that easy to just say, whatever, I don't care what you think. But by being an advocate and ally, you're showing people that it's okay to support people who are different from you. And that's the main thing to remember. The website also gives a glossary of terms and organizations, as well as hotlines. And yeah, so that's that. I just wanted to share that as well, because there might be people out there who are saying, hey, I want to be an ally, I want to be a supporter, but I don't know how to, or I have this fear or whatnot. That's a really good resource. And so I hope that those two benefit you. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me, Rehdr, Rehdr at philomity.net, or contact me on social media for the podcast page. And as always, thank you for watching and or listening, and have a fabulous weekend.
If anyone has questions to ask, answer, or topics to discuss, you can leave that on our Facebook page, Just the Who of Us Podcast, or email me directly, Rhea, Rehdr, at Philolity, Philolity.net. Visit Philolity.net, that's Philolity.net, to order your own workbook copies, ask questions, get information, and more.